This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guest is a Sacramento, California mother who made headlines last week after her three sons were expelled from their Catholic school after someone discovered her OnlyFans page, which, by the way, is making her upwards of $150,000 a month. Please welcome Crystal Jackson, otherwise known as Mrs. Poindexter.
Crystal Jackson, you dirty bird, welcome to the show.
Hello.
You are, first of all, I always feel like it's a weird one-sided relationship when I've already perused all your nude photos, and I'm like, I feel like I know you much more than you know me.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you're enjoying the page, that's all that matters.
Yeah, you're a bold gal. Now, did you do any of this? Let me lay this out for the audience. So OnlyFans has just taken on a new life. It's where people get subscriptions and they become friends of yours, fans of yours. And for a subscription fee, they can see all that you post up. And then if they want something special, maybe you do something that's just for them for a different price, correct?
I don't do anything. I don't do any customs, nothing.
No video.
So
okay.
There's a lot of girls that do different things. Like they make videos. They you can charge extra for videos. You can charge extra. No, my page is all inclusive.
Okay.
Wow.
Like it's only $15 a month. So I mean that really is reasonable.
It's actually more impressive that she's doing that well.
So this is where it gets crazy. So you're a mom. You're a wife. Your husband takes all the pictures, right?
Yeah, most of the time.
Most of them. And by the way, just so we get it out of the way, right out of the gate, I'm completely okay and great with this. Not that you're looking for anyone's approval, but there's no other shoe to drop on this show. Like we're fans of this. I love this idea. Okay. So you're 44 years old, were you guys into this sexually beforehand? Were you guys, was that your thing or is this new?
No, it was completely new. So we did this for marriage fun. I went through like early menopause and we were just trying to spice up our marriage, basically, just get that intimacy back. And we just tried different things. And this is something that just is weird that we fell into. He put some pictures of me on Reddit and it became popular and someone suggested OnlyFans. I mean, we're in our 40s. We didn't know what the cool kids were doing. Like, we had no idea what OnlyFans was. Even though we have technology backgrounds and we're engineers, we didn't know, like, there was a whole, like, site that just was for something like this. So anyways, someone suggested and we're like, no one's going to come look at a 43-year-old mom, right? So, it was successful. So.
You look good. It's personal, I know, but your boobs, did you get your boobs done beforehand?
It was a few years ago.
So, but you look great. So I'm just trying to get a feel for who you are. Like, because in these pictures, you're wildly comfortable with like really letting it loose. I mean, these are some, wide open, like you have not, you don't look embarrassed at all.
I was in the very beginning. I was very shy. Like, if you were to scroll back to, like, September, October of 2019 was when we started, September 2019. But so if you were to scroll back to those, I'd be like, ooh, I'm not. And then when I first started, I was only topless for a long time, maybe, like, 10 months before I ever, like, took my underwear off. So it has been, like, a gradual, progression of being, like, comfortable enough to do totally just go naked.
So who pushes for the raw, more raw stuff? Is it your husband or is it you?
oh, it's whatever my comfort level is, right? So, right. I mean, of course, like, no, he doesn't push at all because we're in this as a team together. So if I was like, nope, I'm done, he would just be like, okay, we're done.
Well, I guess I didn't mean push as much as that. It's like, who's more adventurous in this?
Oh, I think me.
Yep. And how, tell me, here's the question I think people have. How does this benefit your marriage? Like, what's the spice and what's the effect?
I think it was in the very beginning, just the confident level that you get. And then I was feeling sexy again, right? So like when you go through menopause, you're not feeling sexy. You're not feeling like, you feel, there's nothing, like you lose that. Like for me, I lost like a lot of that intimacy, like want of intimacy, that drive. So, this was just a way for me to just kind of express myself.
And that's
so
crazy young.
That turned the corner where it just made it hot for us. I'm like, so now, I mean, our sex life's really, it's rocking. So.
Well, and you know, you clearly enjoy, and I think it, there's a lot of girls that really, truly get super turned on by the idea of all these guys on your website, not just liking it. You know, everybody can find naked girls online, but they're paying for it even. I mean, that's got to be a bit of an aphrodisiac because, I mean, they're willing to actually pay to be part of that.
That's not it. I think it's just the way I can express myself, and I'm just more comfortable with myself, right? And I can tell my fantasies. I can talk about, like, my fantasies. Where before it was like I was really just closed off, like, oh, I don't have any fantasies. And I think for most of us women, we think, you know, sexuality-wise, we're not supposed to talk about things like that. We're not, and I was really just more uptight. And this has been a way for me to like open that door and like actually get into like,
yeah, of course,
you know, what I really like my wants and needs are. So that's where I think the comfort levels come about. So it was just, I was really just more just, I think, closed off sexually. And so this is a way of just me, like I said, expressing myself.
It isn't crazy. You're a grown adult. This is you and your husband. And of course there's some chunky Karen who's got to get all kinds of wound up and cause you all this trouble. So then your kids suddenly get in trouble from this school, which is just a goddamn ridiculous idea. It should be illegal because you're doing nothing illegal. There's nothing, nobody gets to legislate your morality.
And there isn't. I mean, there is like, because I think there was a misconception that there was like sex videos on the site and there are porn on the site, which there is not. So I think those moms are, I think the school kind of thought maybe there was more to the story. But if I back up and back up a little bit, but so it was, no one really knew like in the public for like, or any of our friends for like 10 months what was going on. And then someone found it back in July of last summer. The school has known about this since last July. They deemed it in August when they all met. It was fine. There was no problems with this. They weren't going to make any judgment because of, you know, it's a Catholic school in the sense of they've allowed a lot of things to happen in the Catholic Church for many years. So they're
no
like,
kidding.
We don't want to pass judgment. What?
Yeah, I said, no kidding. Yeah, you know, I grew up, I'm a recovering Catholic, so yeah, no, I'm well aware.
Amen.
But there's this group of mean moms, and like there's this one lady that like this has been her job. I mean, she does this not just to me, but to other people. It's like she just wants to take people down. I mean, she's done this around town to other people, so it's not like, it's more of like a game to her. And so, her and her husband, They he's left mean voicemails. He's left, angry text messages.
Well, why is he sending you an angry text message? Which, by the way, that'll get your ass kicked in my neighborhood.
Well, I mean, it was more like, you need to have your husband call me, like, you know. I don't know.
What, tell you how good he has it?
I'd be like, no, it's awful over here.
Yeah, we're busy.
150 grand a month, and my wife is super hot. Your wife's a dried-up old bag of twatsy.
Well, this is wealthy, like, white privilege, and, like, she just likes, it's like a game to her, right? So, and the funny thing is that she's paying to be on my site. So she has been paying
even
for like
better.
Months.
That's right.
And she takes my pictures and passes them around town.
Thank you.
I get pictures coming back to me from like 20 miles away.
You look good.
In a different town.
You look good.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah. Listen.
That's hilarious.
How much money? Are you disclosing how much you've made so far?
Oh, I mean, I have.
How much?
You mean like?
Total.
Since September in 2019,
mm-hmm.
A lot of money.
Right. But I'm going to say well into the millions.
The page, it wasn't in the very beginning. It started off kind of slow, right? Like 14,000 was the first month. And then it's like slowly grown 20, 30, And then COVID hit and it kind of skyrocketed. But the thing is, too, is that I think what's different about our page, or with my page in particular, is that it is all-inclusive and it's not hardcore. So a lot of my fans like the fact that it's not that way, that it's just, like, sexy, sultry. And if they want hardcore, they can just go, you can go to Pornhub and get free porn anywhere, actually anywhere on the internet, right?
What's your favorite kind of porn, by the way?
You get.
What's your favorite kind of porn? What do you like?
Actually, do you ever, what do you mean, like, my favorite kind?
Yeah, genre. Your favorite genre, yeah, to watch.
It is a hot wife, like.
We're all friends here.
Fantasy.
We're all friends here, Crystal.
Go to Literotica and you can see all sorts of different types of porn. Like, read it. And I think for women, it's like, we just like to read it.
Yeah.
And we're more visual in that sense.
No doubt. So. By the way, here's what effed me up. If you're just joining the show, Crystal Jackson's with us. Here's what screwed me up. I'm scrolling down. I'm like, hot, underwear, hot. Oh, that's her mom. That's her and her mom. That's. And it took me a minute to wrap my head around. I'm like, no, that's really her mom. And they both don't have any tops on.
Yeah.
So how does that happen?
I told my mom back in July when all this bubbled up and these moms were like, calling, texting, telling me to I need to leave town. Am I going to put in like a good fight against these moms that wanted my kids kicked out? And I'm like, heck yeah, I'm not going anywhere. Just stop body shaming me. So I had to tell my mom, and my parents have always been, my dad's passed away, but they were always like open, like in the sense of always talk to us about like sex, and it was nothing to be shameful of. My mom's, she's a widow. And so like when I told her about it and she'd sit around reading all these like romance novels or sex novels all the time. So when I told her about it, she was like, this is actually really cool. And so she, and this was months ago. I'm like, hey, why don't you take a picture with me? And then she's like, oh, I can never go topless. And then my members were like, no, go topless. And so she's gone topless, and she'll only go topless on the page.
Well, you guys
she gets
have
on there, and she's
got the same boobs.
She reads my page. What?
You got the same boobs. Like, you went to the same doctor.
Oh, no. My mom, they're all natural.
Get out of here. Dude, would you? We were debating this earlier.
What did I say? I said, there's a chance that's natural.
And I was like, no.
In a great way.
They literally look the same to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that sounds weird, but because you got your mother's eyes, your mother's whatever. I'm like, she's got her mom's boobs. Look at that.
They look great.
Well, what's funny is that she gets on and she'll read the page and she'll critique my outfits. And she's like, don't really like your shoes or don't really like your lingerie. So
bite me. I don't like your shoes. I'm still, I'm like, I'm sorry. I didn't even know she had feet. I'm busy looking at her labia. By the way, you have a filthy mouth, which kind of my favorite part about you. I'm reading your descriptions and your messages. And I'm like, dang. I mean, you jumped right in the middle of all that business.
Well, I mean, I've been doing it since, like a year and a half. So it's like I said, it's opened me up.
Now, do you guys, are you going to keep your marriage closed or are you going to swing a little? What do you think this will lead to?
Well, let's not talk about that.
Gotcha. T on the show, who's been here for, say, hey, T. Yeah.
Hello.
T and his wife are hard in the lifestyle, and they have been for 20 years.
Yep. And then so we did, is the same type thing like you did for the OnlyFans was to spice up our sex.
Why don't you do this with your wife? Your wife's hot.
Because the thing, but I thought about it, if someone put a negative comment, it would really hurt her.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
I'm sure you have to have a thick skin for this. I'm sure that it can get a little rough, can't it, online?
Because it's on a paywall, the people, the fans are really nice. I mean, yeah, you'll always get someone that's like kind of rude, but if they come in and they're rude, I'll block them and then just give them back their refund because I'm like, this page isn't for you. Or they'll come in and be like, where's the sex videos? Where's the, I'll ask all this, like, where's the hardcore stuff? I'm like, hey, in the very beginning when you join, it tells you what's on the page. So very clear, like, what you're going to see and what you're not going to see. So I don't want people coming in having a misconception of like what's actually on the page. That's not good for, it's not good for me.
I'm just right back to, I'm thinking about that, the Twatsy in your neighborhood that takes pictures of you, pays you, and then, is causing all this trouble at the school and the neighborhood and the city that you live in because she's so upset that you're, naked on a computer. It's so unbelievable. But imagine you have 10,000, 20,000, all these guys that are paying every month. I imagine they'd love to know who that is. That way they could write her letters.
I know. My attorney told us we can't talk about it.
There you go.
It's not worth it.
I would love to, like, say who it is. All I can say is that there are the news people. They're on to the story.
Listen, I'll tell you this. Sometimes people are begging to be made famous. And it's you're just doing the Lord's work to help them down that road.
Well, you know, what's funny is that she wants to be famous so bad. Like, she tags, like, you know, Andy at Bravo TV, like, on her posts and everything.
Yeah.
Kind of funny.
She's
so
gonna get it.
We'll see what happens.
Listen, I hope you do well. I hope you make $10 million. I hope that you tell the whole world to kiss your ass. And who cares? You look good. You know, listen, I don't know how you have three kids. Are they boys or girls?
They're all boys.
Listen, my nephew found my mom's dildo once and told me about it. I'm still pretty effed up about it. So
I don't know about that. I mean, I think the kids will be fine. I mean, they don't really even understand at this age. They don't know what's going on. They just know mom's an internet model, right? It's all about, like, you know, being open enough, but also being aware of, like, what their ages are.
Yeah, of course. Listen, you've done nothing wrong. You're living this life. It's a great world we live in. This is where you can make money. For God's sake, you do whatever. But, you know, if I was you, I would only be way more over the top every time that girl said another picture of that twatsy, that big fat Karen. Every time she said a goddamn word, I would be like, oh, that's another 3 weeks and another 52 dirty pictures. Like, it would just, it would become my life to make that woman's head explode.
Oh, her head is exploding right now, I think. It's interesting, but she was on a mission. I mean, she has been, like, up the principal, like, trying, because her family's really wealthy in the area, so they've put a lot of pressure, like, on the church and the school. And the funny thing is, she tried to get that principal kicked out, like, 2 years ago, and the principal came to us asking us. So, like,
you know what she's got to do? You got to bang her husband. You have to bang her husband.
He sounds as horrible, though.
Yes, but it doesn't matter. You're going to have to overlook the horribleness for just one quick photo shoot.
Like, she sounds like Christina Applegate in that movie Bad Moms. Like, she sounds like she's that pain in the ass.
You know, we've actually had people approach us about doing, like, a bad mom versus, like, mean girl type of thing. like, months ago, because, you know, we do have law firms because all this bubbled up, like, in the summer, and we had them go knock on their doors, like, hey, you're taking stolen content, like, basically. And it chilled them out for, you know, like, about a month. But so they've talked to them, like, hey, you should do this. And at the time, we're like, no way, man. It's like, this is going public and, like, being out there, it's a liability for me. Plus, it's like, why would I want all this stress if I can just sit on the couch and, like, have fun with my husband and do this and not have any stress.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was, like, their storyline. Like, she's a perfect person from, like, Bad Moms.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you need to get one of your dirty friends to bang her husband. He'll do it. You know, they always do. You know as well as I do. She's a snatch, and he's pretending to agree with her because he's got to live with that broad. But in the end, he's just like every other guy in the world, and he thinks you look fantastic.
Oh, I do know that because he actually did break and tell one of my friends that.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll work itself out.
I'm telling you, the only thing to do is bang this guy, this broad's husband. That's the only thing you can do.
He's not. Oh, man, that would take a lot of alcohol.
I know. Look, I'm sure he's a chunky, khaki-wearing, comb-over twat, too, but sometimes you got to take one for the team for the greater beatdown of the broad. Listen, I hope you do well. Everybody, but they're going to ask me how to get here. Crystal Jackson, that's her name, Crystal Jackson, or Miss Poindexter, P-O-I-N-D-E-X-T-E-R, Miss M-R-S, P-O-I-N-D-E-X-T-E-R, on OnlyFans, and I'm telling you, you're going to end up with 40,000 people joining per month. And this is going to make you, if you're not already a multi-millionaire, you're definitely going to be there by the end of the year. And I hope that you take out billboards right in front of her house. In fact, you should buy the houses on either side of her house.
I thought about just moving into her neighborhood, just to mess with her a little bit, but, you know.
Yes, right across the street, giant windows.
Yep, exactly.
Hey, you know what you could do? Get a billboard, right? When you know she has to drive, like, wherever her work is, if she works, or if she drops her kids off or her grocery store, and just take out a billboard for a month of you and a really hot piece of lingerie. Something you could get up on the board, but just torture her with it.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. I might have to do that.
I'm an idea man, Crystal.
Yeah, you are.
All right. You call us anytime. You're always welcome here.
Okay, well, thank you.
I like it. I like you a lot. And I wish you great success, and the hypocrites of the world can just kiss all your ass.
Yeah, I mean, we should be able to, you know, express ourselves, you know, sexually and not be body shamed in this time, right?
Yeah.
So I do, and I've had a lot of, like, females write in just, you know, with support, and I do appreciate that.
Let me tell you, it's easy. I have 1,000 times more anger and disgust for someone who throws trash out the window of their car than I do somebody who, as an adult, does something consensual, whatever you want to do with your body, with your husband, with whatever. What do I care? What does it have to do with me? Has nothing.
Exactly.
Now, if you're doing the right
thing.
I love you. All right, she's good.
Yeah, thank you.
Crystal, anytime. I'm going to hit you on with Jake to make sure we have each other's numbers. Hold on a second. Yeah. Seriously. Tell me it doesn't piss you off more to see someone litter than it does. What does anybody care about that?
That duo that's on her ass is going to, it's going to throw itself into a ditch. They're going to do it to themselves.
You have to bang the husband.
No, you that's, don't. She's going to have to bang another
guy. Somebody else, it doesn't matter, but whatever. Someone's got to just like, oh, guess what?
It's only a matter
of
time.
The devil took my man.
Only a matter of time. She can just sit back and watch it happen.
The devil took my man. Sure did. Ain't coming back either.
Not when you had a taste of that.